That film about climbing Mount Everest was pretty amazing. Have you ever thought about doing something like that, Don?
Are you crazy? The day I think about climbing Mount Everest will be the day they prove that humans aren't that much different from baboons.
Oh, yeah? Well, what if I told you that scientists have recently made discoveries that suggest baboons are capable of abstract thought?
I thought that only apes, the actual evolutionary predecessors of humans, could think abstractly. For instance, I know chimpanzees have demonstrated abstract thought. But baboons are on a whole different limb of the evolutionary tree. They're part of a group that split 30 million years ago from the group that gave rise to apes and humans.
You're right, Don, except that now it seems that apes and humans may not be the only creatures with the ability for abstract thought. Two baboons have been trained to use analogical reasoning. That is, they can identify that this is to this as that is to that. Many theorists believe analogical reasoning to be the foundation of human intelligence. Though these baboons aren't nearly as good at it as humans are, it's a discovery that nonetheless changes how we think about our relationship to the rest of the animal world.
I guess that means I'll have to change my earlier statement. The day I think about climbing Mount Everest will be the day baboons fly to the moon. You think that'll do it?
You never can tell, Don. This moment of science came from Indiana University, with underwriting from the Office of the Vice President for Research and Textilery Weavers of Bloomington, Indiana, creating handwoven throws, pillows, and accessories for America's homes since 1979.
Today's program was prepared by Michelle Ross, with help from William Timberlake in biology. We'd like to have your comments and ideas for future programs. Our email is amos@indiana.edu. For a moment of science, I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.